Hey there, just a quick heads up. We're not doctors and this isn't medical advice. We're just sharing what's worked for us. So as always, check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. All right, let's get into it.
Hello and welcome back. We are so happy you're here. If you're craving balance and real health, not just another quick fix, this episode's for you. We're going to break down easy, simple ways for your health and how your body can heal itself. Amber, we've been discussing this for years, right? Like natural ways. And we've definitely had different wake-up calls throughout our lives. But the reality is that God's given us everything we need in nature.
Absolutely. Right? We just have to figure out how to use it and what it's for, what the benefits are.
Yeah. And there's four that we're going to discuss today.
Yes. We're going to break down four pretty very simple, very easy, natural swaps or natural remedies that you can implement into your life.
Yeah. But before we do, I know that you found something that you found pretty interesting that's been, you've been kind of watching for a while.
Yeah. Well, I looked a little bit into, so I hadn't seen, I guess I didn't realize it went this far back, but actually I think some of the first articles that were posted were earlier this year, and I just came across it not too long ago, but I found it disturbing and I guess sad. There are over 1,200 lawsuits right now, federal lawsuits that have been filed or that are pending that against Pfizer, specifically because the Depo-Provera shot, remember the it was a shot I remember hearing about it back in the day. It's the birth control shot. Mm-hmm. But they are showing, and studies have now been published to show there is a link between that drug and an increase in brain tumors.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So it said the suit alleges that Pfizer's negligent design, failure to properly test the drug's long-term safety and putting profit over patient safety, and that they did not provide sufficient warnings. And I also read there are warnings that are in Europe. There are warnings in Canada about this drug. Yet, shocker.
Not the United States.
We have no, yes, we've got no warnings here in the U.S. So, yeah.
I never was on, so I remember this. Yeah. But I never took birth control. I never took it. I couldn't. Like, I literally could not take birth control.
Why?
Because it made me sick.
Oh. Like and nauseous so, or, yeah.
So, like, I tried it when I was, like, in high school. And then I never took it again. Like I don't even know that I ever took like a full cycle of it. I remember really? The little pills, you know, that you'd pop.
And, yes.
But yeah, no, didn't get to take that. And yeah. So,
that's, it's just sad. I think how many lawsuits, how many stories we see like this day right. after day of unintended, side effects for taking pharmaceutical drugs or over the counter drugs. And then the harm and the damage that they're causing
later
down
on
the
in
line.
Life.
Yeah. Which again, just kind of goes to everything that you and I are trying to accomplish and trying to educate and just show people there are alternatives for some things.
Yeah.
There are great remedies in nature that we can use and we can tap into. Now, not necessarily birth control, but for all the things that we're talking about today and building your immune system, headache relief, there are some really great proven effective natural remedies that we can tap into and not open that medicine
Pandora's,
cabinet.
Pandora's box.
Or, yeah, absolutely. Look at it that way, too. Who knows what you're getting in that bottle.
Yeah, and that's like in anything today. Yeah. I think it's really important. You know, I hope if there's anything that the audience that's listening today gets is that, you know, just question. Just take a look. Make sure that you've really done your due diligence and research on something that's new that's out there, because you don't know what you don't know until it happens. Mm-hmm. And that's the scary part. So
it is. It is very scary until something negative happens to you or someone that you know or your family. And I mean, I was the worst. I would just blindly, if I can pop an Advil or a Tylenol or whatever. And I didn't really think about any potential side effects because I was just looking for a quick fix. I had a headache or I've got a stomach issue. Let me just take something quickly.
Right.
I think a lot of us are, I know I was like that for years.
Right.
And it's just kind of the approach that I took. And I'm so glad now that, you know, I deep dive and take it a step further and have found a lot of natural remedies that can replace and help my family avoid taking some of those drugs.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, I think it's not just being like reactive. I think that what we're about is not being reactive. It's about being proactive. Now, we've obviously, you know, found things that work that we're going to talk about today that, you know, for a headache or things like that, but being proactive on, you know, solutions, right? But also being proactive in the foods that we're eating and the juices that we're taking and, or, you know, the different ways in which we are being proactive in healing our body, right? Mm-hmm. And boosting our immune system. And so one of the things that, you know, I don't go a day. It's just like one of those things that like I wake up every morning and I make myself a hot cup of water with lemon. And it's like it's called a tonic. I don't drink anymore, but
like a gin and tonic.
Like a gin and tonic, no but gin. It's lemon and there's no gin. But it's a lemon tonic and it is great. It's so good for you and it tastes good. It's just, and I don't leave anything out because all parts of the lemon are super important. Mm-hmm. The peel, and I'm going to go over that, the peel, the pith, the seeds, every detail to the lemon and obviously the juice is important. And
almost like someone designed it to be used for that. It's crazy how that works.
Yes, it is. You know, like God doesn't waste anything.
Nope.
He uses everything. Mm-hmm. And that is a beautiful message, I think, that that he wants us to share, is that he by design, everything, nothing is wasted.
No, absolutely.
Pain, suffering, even a lemon, every part of a lemon.
Yeah. Right?
So, so anyway, it's a tonic and it's really good at helping flush out your system and waking up your body slowly, like your stomach and your gut and all of the things inside, your liver specifically, just detoxifying. And that was like really important, you know, after going through what I went through with chemo and radiation, I was always looking for like ways to get the toxins out of my body. And lemon water was one of those things. And, you know, unfortunately, not like medication where there's all kinds of like research and like links and things like that, because, you know, there's been studies, and not necessarily positive studies, but negative studies that have been out there. The natural approach, generally speaking, doesn't have all of that research and development and research in general for, you know, us to say, hey, this is how it is, how effective it is or how good it is for you. Even though like they'll say that it's vitamin C. We all know that, you know, lemons have great vitamin C uptake in your body. That's great. But there's also the lemon peel is packed with essential oils like limonene that fight inflammation and free radicals. It also has calcium, magnesium, potassium, flavonoids. It supports immune function, healthy skin, and collagen production. It's an easy way to, and some easy ways to get that peel in your system is through, you know, putting like grating it on salads, like the zest, vegetables, desserts, marinades. You can even have a candied peel that people eat. You can make it like a candy.
There's candied ginger that
we
take when, like, if one of us is nauseous or not feeling well, there's candied ginger. I never knew about candied lemon peels.
Yes. So yeah, you can take, there's lots of different ways to get that peel. And for me, I put the peel in, I buy organic lemons, and that's the reason, is because I don't want to have any of that, you know, pesticides or any kind of herbicide residue on it. So I buy the lemons in that are organic, and then I cut the whole thing and put it in my water. There's also the lemon pith, which is the overlooked health booster, and it has bioflavonoids and pectin, which helps with your vascular and reduces inflammation. So it strengthens your blood vessels and helps with hemorrhoids and varicose veins, and it supports good blood sugar levels as well. And so it helps with weight management. They say that drinking lemon water actually there's some metabolism, helps your metabolism. So there's benefits for weight management. And then the lemon seeds, I like this particular component of it because they're tiny but mighty. And they've actually said that they have, if you grind them and you put them in smoothies or things like that, the benefits are they have something called salicylic acid that is a natural pain reliever. They're rich in omega-6 fatty acids like and antioxidants. Mm-hmm. They offer antimicrobial and antiviral benefits, and they have potential anti-cancer benefits as well. So those are, that's a really important thing. But I think of the seed, right? Like, here's the seed. God talks so much about the seed, and it's this tiny, tiny thing, but yet it can have this massive impact on you, right? And it's like, I like think of like the mustard seed that he talks about in the Bible, and he says, you know, you just have to have a faith like the mustard seed. Mm-hmm. And I, yet this one, you know, is actually a little bit bigger than the mustard seed's a little smaller. It's the smallest seed actually. And he compares it to faith, right? But this one is something that has so much nutritional value to it, and it is the seed. So he's always,
that's one thing I'll say, that's one of the things in my whole health journey is I was really shocked by is how beneficial the seeds of so many fruits and vegetables are, like watermelon seeds as an mm-hmm. example. Yep. They're full of nutrients, and typically you think we spit them out. I mean, obviously those big black seeds, those aren't great, but if they're the smaller ones, I try to encourage them, okay, just eat it. It's really good for you.
Yes.
But that's crazy. Across, just really across the board, there's tons of benefits.
Antimicrobial, antiviral. In seeds. Yeah, seeds. Yes. And it's the seed, you know, I mean, there's so much comparison, in my opinion, and overlap in what God teaches us through scripture about the seed and how important it is. And so it doesn't surprise me that he's using this tiny but mighty seed in the lemon to give us even more benefit.
For sure. No, it's absolutely. I mean, that's such an easy way that you can start your morning, ensure that you're getting that body you started, starting that digestive system, start detoxing already. Because again, we're surrounded just in nature.
Yes.
Outside with toxins, inside in our food and the products that we use. I mean, there's toxins everywhere. There's no way to really avoid it. So how can we help our body flush those? And this is a great way to start your morning.
Yeah.
For sure.
Every morning.
Another, so a secondary one that we want to talk about today, and I'm going to read all these benefits because I don't want to miss anything, because this is really, garlic and honey combined is really a powerhouse, I would say, for sure. Obviously, individually, they're great as well, but when you combine them together into almost like a tonic type mixture or elixir, then you're going to get the married benefit of both of them. But the benefits of garlic, and again, when we research and we look at stuff, we're looking at things that have been researched. We look through medical journals, look through double-blind studies, and Dallas, I mean, as you kind of alluded to, are you going to find a plethora of studies? Probably not, because it's nature. Who's going to fund those? Who's going to profit off of
nature? God's.
Exactly.
God's.
And so
God is,
we know
right?
that. So you do have to dig, but what we have uncovered, and specifically with benefit, or specifically with garlic and the benefits, it's been proven in multiple clinical studies and human trials that it's antibacterial and it's antiviral. It supports your immune system. It reduces blood pressure. It lowers your cholesterol. It helps regulate blood sugar. It's an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. And there is strong evidence that it may protect your heart. It's very early on evidence that it may have anti-cancer potential, and it's a natural detox support. I will say I use it for detox personally with garlic specifically. Again, not because of any studies that I've seen, but a lot of just other, I would say, evidence or testimonials that I've heard from others. So truly makes me a believer in its detox ability.
Garlic, the benefits are amazing. And I try to cook garlic. I put garlic in everything, in my pastas, in my soups, in my chili, and I mean anything. Like, I literally look for ways to put garlic because I know that there's such benefit in it. I know that.
And it tastes great.
And it does.
And it's versatile. I mean, you can eat it raw, which is great, which that's something I learned. So I'm excited to share that. This is something I had absolutely no idea, specifically with garlic, but I mean, it's great raw, it's great cooked. And there's so many things that you can implement and incorporate with garlic for sure. Yeah. And just get those great benefits. So let me cover honey, and then I'm going to talk about when you combine them together, but honey, and specifically raw honey. So anytime, if you can purchase that local raw honey, that's unpasteurized. So it doesn't, some of those beneficial properties haven't been cooked off or removed due to the heat. It's an antibacterial, it's an antioxidant. It's known as kind of the soother. It soothes cough and sore throat. It helps heal wounds and burns. It aids in digestion, and it's great for skin health, heart health. And there, again, those are all proven with studies. And there is early evidence, but it is promising in human trials, that it may improve your sleep.
Oh.
That was something I learned about honey. I had no idea. But when you combine these together into almost like a concoction or a tonic that we're going to talk through, and this is very prominent in all the holistic groups that I follow. I made this last year for my family to take, and you take like a teaspoon of it a day, or we didn't do it daily, but when you feel an ailment coming, you feel like you're a little bit under the weather, this was a natural way that we could try to boost our overall just immune system. But once you combine those two things together, they're going to have even stronger antibacterial and antiviral benefits. It's going to enhance your immune system support. It helps as a natural cough and cold remedy. It helps your gut health because of the fermentation process. So just across the board, it is a win-win because you get both of those benefits. And then when they combine together and start to ferment. So how do you make this concoction? It's super simple. You need two things. You need garlic cloves and you need honey. And again, preferably local raw honey, because then you get all those natural microbes, that natural yeast that will help with the fermentation process. And you simply take the cloves, crush them slightly, and then you're going to put them in a jar and just start layering that with honey. And so you'll put more garlic cloves, add honey, and then you just let it sit in that jar. And you make sure that you cover those garlic cloves with honey, sit it in a jar for about a week. You want to start burping it, which basically just means you open that jar up, lets out those gases that are forming, stir it all up, put that lid back on and put it back in, in a dark room temperature, not too cold, not too hot area. And then you're going to start to see it bubble. Or so after about a week. Those of you that make sourdough, it's that fermentation process. Yeah. It's that natural process that you get, just like when you feed your sourdough starter, except the fact that it doesn't rise. It's going to start to bubble up. And then again, after a couple of weeks or so, it's going to, that honey is going to really thin out. And you can just take a spoonful or so and it'll last. It's a great tonic or elixir that you can give your family that's super simple and a great way to help support your immune, just your overall immune system as we're kind of getting into and starting to creep into flu season. And the one thing, so I had no idea. I've always known about the benefits of garlic, but I thought this was really interesting when I was starting to research and deep dive. But allicin, it's A-L-L-I-C-I-N. It's, I guess, pronounced allicin. That is one of garlic's main components. And that is released when you start to crush the garlic. But after, so ideally, the 10-minute rule, once you use your garlic or once you crush your garlic, you want to use it right after about 10 minutes. That releases the most amount of that allicin to where you're going to get the most medicinal properties. But if you cook it after over 140 degrees, you almost negate that. It cooks it off and you lose some of that benefit. Or I think of jarlic. I know my husband cooks with that sometimes versus fresh garlic. Not that you're not getting any benefit, but you're not getting that allicin because it's already, it's how do I put that? It only stays around for a certain amount of time after you cut the garlic. It loses its potency quickly.
Yeah.
So if you're using garlic, I think of raw, like I use it in pasta salad all the time. That's a way that you can consume it in its raw form and maximize all of those benefits that you're going to get. Yeah. So cutting it or crushing it or chopping it and trying to use it after about that 10-minute mark. And again, not that we cook with garlic all the time. I love it. Roasted garlic on tomatoes, it's great. But to really maximize the benefit, you want to eat it raw.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I was shocked to learn that. That was interesting to me.
I've eaten raw several times and it burns your tongue. Like it's...
Oh yeah. I don't eat it by itself. Like bruschetta to me. I love bruschetta.
No. Yeah.
And
no, I mean, I've eaten it like raw. Like
a lot of people do that for parasite cleanses on the nature groups that I follow. Yes, it's a great parasite cleanse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I've done that several times. In fact, I talked to my dad into doing it. And I think I'd
be a raw garlic cleanse?
I didn't make them. I shouldn't say that. I encouraged them to eat like two pieces of raw garlic.
Yeah.
And it is strong. It is powerful. And just in taste. I flavor, like you said, like bruschetta, I cook with it all the time. I love garlic. I love honey too. I mean, I don't eat any refined sugar anymore. So honey is my like go-to for sweet.
Satisfies that.
Yeah. So maybe you're like combining two of like things that I really love here. And so I think of like, that would take that sweet would take out that kick of the garlic that I,
oh, the lemon that, yeah, it's a very subdued, it's not bad at all. Like when you initially think, oh, garlic and honey, you kind of think a very strong, pungent flavor, but it's very mild. Yeah. Assuming you make it the right way, you let it sit.
Yeah.
Yes, it needs to go through that fermentation process and it's like a thin, drippy liquid. It's not that thick when you typically, right when you put it in, it changes. So it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Like it's not something you're like, hold your nose.
I just keep thinking of the movie and you have to help me remember what the movie is, but do you remember the movie where it's about vampires and when we were kids and they turned into vampires at night? It was like, who was in it?
Kirsten Dunst.
It was in the Corys were in it. I think, you remember the other day you were telling me about the Corys?
Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Yes. I think they were
in. I have no idea. Vampire movie.
Yeah. They turned into vampires. Ugh. You're like a year and a half younger than me, but
I'm just so young. I guess we didn't have that when I was growing up. Dallas, that was when you were.
It makes
were
me mad that I can't remember so much it, younger. But it was like
I was still in cartoons.
Nineties, maybe the 80s. I wish I could remember the name, but because that just kills it. But for those of you listening, you know what I'm talking about. Like it was a movie that was out, and they would turn into vampires at night, and it was kind of scary to be honest. But you wore garlic around your neck because you didn't want.
Oh, that like wards off vampires or something. I haven't seen that movie, but that's been in other things. I wonder where that superstition or that came from. So, but yes, I've seen that. I wonder why.
I
don't know the movie though you're talking about.
But the garlic, that is one of the strong, in my opinion, it's one of the
smell, maybe.
Yeah, the strongest opinion. I mean, the strongest, garlic is like an antioxidant. There's so many great medicinal benefits.
Oh, shit,
and when I was doing my research on that, that's why I started incorporating it in everything. And I had this like epiphany, like, I wonder why like vampires like were always like in movies, like garlic was like people that didn't want to get bit, they would wear garlic all around
their head. There has to be a reason.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but it is because I've not seen that one, but I've seen other movies that garlic is the deterrent.
And I think of vampires, I think of evil, and then I'm thinking, okay, God, so God's given us this great garlic to like weed off evil. That's the way I look at it. I know I'm grabbing for straws here, but really I do.
I use it for its medicinal properties. You use it for that, whatever.
Well, I use it for the medicinal properties because of the fact that I think I went down this whole rabbit hole, but yeah. I see the benefit medicinally, obviously, but yeah. I think of it as well in the movie and how that impacted people in the movie. No, I don't want to be bit by a vampire, so I'm going to wear a garlic necklace. But anyway.
Well, that would work. And if you want to boost your immune system and help your family as we are approaching flu season, make a jar of garlic and honey. And again, local raw honey that unpasteurized, if you can find it, and do you and your family a favor.
That's right. Right.
And ward off vampires.
Right.
We have Halloween coming up.
We do. That is
so there, segue. There's that connection. There it is.
Yes, there it is. There's the connection. So anyways, obviously we've discussed, you know, lemon water and now honey and garlic and vampires. But you know, something else that I think is really beneficial and is, you know, obviously fruits and vegetables, you know, when you can do organic, just because you don't want all the extra chemicals on them. But anyways, there's juicing. Juicing is something that I have really gotten into, and I did some research on like the difference between eating your veggies and your fruits versus juicing. Mm-hmm. And there's benefits to both. And so, you know, obviously eating and the digesting of fruits and vegetables by just chewing it and letting it, you know, go down its path and all of that, that actually is probably the most nutritional way to eat them. Okay. However, there is benefit in the juicing. It's like a quick shot of like energy.
Potent.
It's very potent.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for a long time now, like almost at least a year. And I do a mix, it's called Immunity, and it's orange juice, lemon juice. It's got carrots in it. It's got turmeric and a little bit of Himalayan salt. And so it just, it's this amazing drink that I drink. And you can make it with through your own blender, or you can go get it at a, you know, like a any kind of juice store. But it's got lots of benefits to it. And so some of the things that, like, just to kind of give you like a high level of eating versus juicing. So yeah. When you eat it, you get all the best fiber, both soluble and insoluble. So we've talked about soluble and insoluble before. It gives you healthier digestion, regular bowel movements, balanced blood sugar, and a healthy gut microbiome. Juicing is mostly insoluble fiber. Most insoluble fiber is removed during juicing. So it's leaving mostly vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and water. So this makes it able to, you're able to absorb it much faster. It goes straight into your bloodstream.
But it's not going to help you go to the restroom.
No.
Okay, like the other.
Gotcha. You know, well, I know. So digestion absorption is the next thing. So eating, your digestive system breaks down the food slowly. So nutrients are released a little differently, right? They're more steadily being released. This keeps you full longer and stabilizes energy. Juicing, on the other hand, nutrients are absorbed quickly since the juice is already broken down. This gives a fast energy boost, and it can be a great pre- or post-workout. Just your overall feeling of being full and blood sugar. Eating is makes you feel full longer versus juicing. You know, the juice is great, but it quickly, you know, you're using the restroom pretty quickly after. And I'm not saying the type that you're thinking of. I'm saying like it breaks down in your body and you have to go to the bathroom several times because it's broke down really fast. So if you juice, it's best to keep fruit minimal and lean on vegetables to sugar, keep the sugar low. And then nutrient density is another, you know, part of this. And that is the fiber content, the micronutrients is better in the eating versus the juicing. So basically, in short, you know, eating fruits and vegetables is best for gut health, fullness, steady energy, and blood sugar balance. Juicing is best for fast nutrient absorption, hydration, and adding extra servings of produce to your day. So my mantra is get both. Juicing is great as a pick-me-up. Instead of grabbing a cup of coffee or a Coke or tea or something like that, grab a booster of juice and you will feel the immediate effect of it. I love it. And then, you know, try to incorporate fruits and vegetables throughout your day. You know, have an apple or a sliced apple with peanut butter or some orange slices or, you know, whatever fruit you like. And, you know, there's always snap peas. Get your veggies or carrots with your favorite dressing. I think that, you know, what I found is that fruits and vegetables, super important. God's given them to us and we should use them and eat them. But also there's different ways to get that done. And some days you just can't eat them, but you can juice or vice versa. So,
yeah, I wish. So that juicing is not something I've gotten really into. You know, Brad, he went through a big juicing phase years ago. I think for me, it was just the, I don't want to say complexity, but it took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I kind of avoided it and probably why I avoid it now. A lot of what's for sale, like at the market, like, so where we live, we don't have like a juicing place anywhere close. They have a lot of them. I mean, for those that live in more of the city area, there's tons of great juicing places where they make it fresh for you. A lot of what's sold at the grocery store, I notice it's got tons of added sugar.
Yes.
And so it's like, for me, in my mind, I mean, I'm not sugar-free, but I do watch. Mm-hmm. I go through phases for sure. About to be Halloween, so I know that uptick in sugar is going to happen.
Yes.
But I try to watch my sugar intake and, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get great. I'm going to get this juice. And I remember one time I bought a green one. I can't even think of the name of it, but it was in like the fruit and vegetable section of Market Street at the time. I get it, not really thinking to look at the label, and I get it home and I'm like, holy crap, there's a shit ton of salt, or it's not salt, a shit ton of sugar in this. So it almost like defeats the purpose of drinking all these vegetables because I'm going to get all this added sugar that I don't really want. So that's just, I don't know. I need to, for me, I think I need to find an easier more effective or more efficient route, because I'd love to do it. It's just, I need a good, easy way.
Well, start simple. And I think just oranges and lemon, like get a high pack of vitamin C.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the easiest ones to try and start with. And just get a blender, peel the orange, peel the lemon, make sure you put the peel in so that you're getting that benefit with the seeds. Yeah. But you do need a good blender. And I've bought several. I've got a Vitamix. I've got the Ninja. Like, I've got several different blenders that I use. And, you know, not all of them are as effective as others. But
yeah.
I think blending, it makes it better, honestly, if you've got a good blender.
Yeah. You know? Nobody wants to drink chunks.
No.
If you're a texture person. It'd be kind of gross.
But, yeah, juicing has a lot of great benefits. And
it really does.
And I really love it. Because I don't, you know, drink alcohol anymore. I don't drink Coke anymore. I do drink unsweetened tea and water and a little bit of coffee. But mostly, like, I drink water and with lemon is pretty much my main thing besides my juicing.
Which is great. Which is a good go-to. A great way to help your health. So the last thing we're going to talk about, or the fourth, I should say, fourth natural remedy or possible way that you could use instead of over-the-counter medication. And this is one that my husband and I have been using, but it's utilizing peppermint for headaches. So this is a great way. I know everything's been in the news lately with Tylenol,
yeah.
But a great way that if you have a tension headache, so not for migraines or nothing, but if you've got a tension headache, there have been studies that have shown that peppermint will help. So I want to read this of what I pulled up on PubMed, which was the local topical treatment with peppermint oil has proven to be significantly more effective than placebo in control studies. And so what they're looking for specifically is applying peppermint to the forehead and temples of individuals, and specifically a 10% blend of peppermint and eucalyptus, and it has proven to reduce tension headaches. And I mean, I can say firsthand experience, my husband and I use this. It absolutely works. Now, does it completely get rid of the headache and fix it immediately? No. But what it does, I'd say, let's say we've got a headache, it's a 9. We put that on, within minutes, it'll immediately reduce to a 6. And it's something we continue to smell, continue to rub on our heads, and that'll prevent us from needing Tylenol or anything else, any sort of over-the-counter drugs. Now, again, would this work for a migraine? No. But a lot of us get tension headaches all the time, and what a great way to not have to go to the medicine cabinet if you can simply roll on peppermint and eucalyptus oil.
And it makes me think of just the kind of how we started, like we're proactive, right? So
Yeah. You
start feeling a tension headache that turns into a migraine. So if, let's say, you are apt to getting migraines, right? My youngest brother, he's gotten migraines his whole life. God love him. But you know, he now knows when there's one coming on. So the idea behind finding a natural remedy that could possibly work, being proactive, you start feeling it come on, right? Like a headache, tension headache, you start applying it.
Yes.
And
start smelling it.
And start smelling it and see how that will impact, right? Your body.
Yeah.
And I think of like lavender and all these other, I mean, there's so many essential oils out there that have so much medicinal benefit that can help with so many different things.
Oh, but anxiety. Lavender is one of the number one for anxiety, and just the simple smell. Again, there have been studies that have proven when you smell lavender, what that does to your anxiety.
Body.
Yes. Peppermint, the same thing with headache, or peppermint and eucalyptus, putting that 10% blend on. So there are so many, again, like we talk about, so many great ways that you can tap into nature and just reduce our dependency on some of those over-the-counter drugs and medications that potentially have tons of side effects, like we see in all these lawsuits that we talked about at the beginning of the show. I mean, it's anytime I can avoid it, I will.
Well,
I avoid it all the time? No.
Yeah.
But in the times, in the instances that we can as a family, we absolutely do. And we look for the natural route.
Yeah. And like, I mean, just think about Tylenol. I mean, Tylenol has been around for, I mean, our entire childhood, right? I don't know exactly when it came out, but I know my entire childhood. It's been around forever I know, right? So Tylenol now there's these side effects that are awful, right? And yet we're just now finding out. They've probably been there the whole time, but we're just now realizing it. And that's the scary part. So that's why I think God intended for us to use everything that he has in nature to heal ourselves. And so that's what this whole episode's about, is these are just four, and there's many, many others that are out there. And we will unpack them, I promise, as we go. But this is definitely, you know, four ways to, you know, kind of help build your immune system, be proactive versus reactive. Don't wait till you're sick. Like, do it now.
Yeah.
Get your body ready.
Make that garlic and honey tonic, because it needs to sit there for about 4 weeks anyway, really. So make that today. And then, you know, as we, it's getting colder, we're getting into flu season, you've got a natural remedy that could potentially help build your family's immune system.
Right.
And potentially kick or soothe a cough or cold or whatever it is. You can tap into it.
Yeah. And just think, you know, I have to say this because it's so me and my personality, right? Like, garlic and the benefits and the medicinal benefits. But I'm like, if there is a benefit of me eating that garlic,
I'm going to get you a garlic necklace, Dallas.
And it protects me from evil, then I'm all about it, because we don't realize. I mean, I know we're laughing, but there is the battles that we're fighting against is not against what's here. It's everything around us that we can't see. And so, like, I visually think about that, and I'm like, maybe garlic's going to keep me from having those evil things coming at me.
If it works, it works.
It works, right?
I'll get you some cute little garlic bulb earrings.
All right.
That would be great. We should wear those on our next episode, Dallas. I'll make you some.
Oh, that's fun. Well, the name catches you, but the truth keeps you.
Thanks for joining.
Let the honest conversation.